Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Bob Lowe, not Rob Lowe. This is my co-host, Mike Irwin, and the Visitors Section podcast is coming to you.
I know all these famous people.
No, it's Bob Lowe, not Rob Lowe.
I was
Somebody can get on that Twitter account ASAP. That would be great. He can have political tweets, but nothing anything Rob Lowe says. Like the most random political. Like how I think hamburgers should be the staple in every meal. Just that's the pyramid. It's got veggies, it's got dairy, it's got protein, it's got carbs. It's all you need is hamburgers every day. No fries, no soda, just a hamburger.
Just a hamburger.
Well, I'm Bob Lowe.
You can do so many things with a hamburger. You can turn it into a casserole.
Yeah, lots of casseroles.
You can turn it into a taco.
I don't know about that. But taco is like the evil cousin.
Like a smoothie?
Of hamburger. Or maybe hamburger is an evil cousin of the taco.
Just saying. There's options. That's all I'm trying to say.
Hey, everybody. We've got, yeah.
So, Josh, did you go see Terminator Genesis?
You're going to do this to me right away, aren't you?
I am.
You're going to make me play my, show my cards, play my hand. Let me hear what you got for Terminator Genesis.
I tried to go three separate times.
You tried to go three separate times?
With two different people. And each time I asked, they told me no.
Why?
So because apparently, and I'm hoping that you'll shed some light on this, I've heard it's not very good. I know. It sounds crazy.
So you hang out with those people that just sit around and look at fucking Rotten Tomatoes. It's like, I let this app dictate my viewing pleasures.
Well,
at first I thought you were going to take that's what happens.
I thought you were going to take it to Rotten.com, which is
a
different subset of my friend.
Mm-hmm. No, Rotten Tomatoes, they have seemed to conform a consensus of critics. And I think some outweigh more than the others, which, again, that is not fair. That is not fair. Another thing that's not fair is Magic Mike Double XL outscored more tomatoes or whatever, more fresh tomatoes than the Genesis, which I scream, this is unfair, and I demand a recount.
So I'm taking you saw the movie.
A stripper movie outscored one of the better franchises. Excuse the last two movies, maybe. I think Terminator Salvation was pretty damn good. And in honor of this Genesis, I went back and rewatched them all. Even though I did not want to watch Terminator 3. I did.
How was Claire Danes doing? Was she doing good? Did she?
That movie still wasn't that bad. I mean, it was bad. It was just a movie that didn't need to be done. And I'm beginning to wonder about that in some other sense of Genesis. I was in Terminator Genesis. Apparently, John Courtney was in it. And a lot of people are upset that he was casted as Kyle Reese. A lot of people are upset that Khaleesi was Sarah Connor, which I thought was odd. I thought she played a really good Sarah Connor. You know, maybe it's the time for Arnold. You know, I made mention of this before, Mike. You know I have, of where maybe we should just, like, let Arnold go. Like, just drift him off in a boat and shoot an arrow with, you know, light it on fire.
He's like, I'm still alive.
I mean, you know I've made mention of that before. I love Arnold more than anybody, you know. And it's like whenever she called him Pops, that was bad. That was really bad. Calling him Pops, Mike? Just can't get on board with that. But hey, okay, the show must go on. Somebody said it was that they insulted the movies by copying them. I thought they did a good job copying the scene for scene, word for word of the first movies. I thought there was going to be a better battle between the old, well, semi-old Arnold versus the young Arnold that comes in off, you know, for the ball of time travel. Some people said that it just didn't make sense. None of the plot didn't make sense, and it screwed up the first two movies and completely erased the best one movie of the whole series, Terminator 2. I don't know where I'm at this, Mike. I feel like it wasn't that bad of a movie. I feel like it was better than Magic Mike, Double XL.
Double XL.
There's some deafness when it comes to being a male stripper.
There's a lot of depth there, Josh. I mean, there's...
Acting is just extreme by Tatum Channing.
Dancing.
There's dancing.
I guess working out before dancing.
Working out. I mean, I don't know about you, but it seems like troubles are very small in the stripper world. Especially male stripper world.
Now, that would be...
I mean, what problems do you have?
Okay, Josh, what's the rating on My Magic Mike? Can you tell me right now?
60s.
No. What's the... No, not the Rotten Tomatoes. What's the... Is it PG-13 or is it rated R?
I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I'm just taking it as surface value here.
I have this theory. Brian, can you get on that? Brian.
Brian is on it. And he said that Magic Mike is rated R.
Okay, well, there goes that theory.
Obviously, Genesis was PG-13, which they should have just went for the R rating at this point.
I feel like all movies should be rated R. I feel like when I take my kid a Cat in the Hat, I should hold her eyes because it's rated R.
We're just saying the Terminator series is not for kids. I just don't – it wasn't for us when we were kids, but we were allowed to watch it, and that's what made it so great.
No, I wasn't allowed to watch it. Hell no. I had to sneak it. It was like a showgirl situation.
I just want to say Terminator Genesis Abroad did very successful. Arnold's still a huge star internationally.
Yeah, you know, Michael Jackson used to be real big overseas too, but it doesn't mean that the series is any good. Now, explain to me, Josh, because you've been super hard on X-Men and their ability to go back in time. And,
see, again, that's where I'm at, man. You want to ruin a franchise, you just go ahead and... go back in time.
Well, which has, I think, been my gripe about Terminator for a lot of years now, is that I don't think the story makes any sense. So I think that people are upset that this movie
makes it even harder to make sense.
Yeah, it's just like, this is just par for the course.
It's not making sense. It's, to me, when you had Terminator Salvation, you said, okay, enough of the time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving forward. And all the movies you put... You know, they talk about the war, how there's nothing left. And I thought they had something good. Now, granted, a lot of people don't understand that company that bought the series, they went bankrupt, so they had to sell the company. You know, they had to sell. They did plan for a trilogy themselves. And their version, Salvation, Terminator Salvation, made money, but they had to go out. And so they sold it again, and here we are. Back at T3/Genesis.
Again, not having seen this movie and not trying to really cast judgment on it, I do want to talk about another. I don't know. I want to say it's a favorite, but it's part of our lives. Resident Evil, right?
Oh man!
So, you know, played the games, watched you play the games, had fun with the first movie and a half. I want to say half. But at some point, I'm just going to make up numbers because that's what we do here at the visitor section.
Clearly,
let's say there's been 6 of these movies. I know that's not true, but let's say there's been 6 of them.
Okay.
Everyone after the first one has spent 45 minutes of the movie explaining the previous movie to you. So tell me that Genesis didn't just do that, because it kind of sounded like when you said, well, they went back and they, you know, remade some of the scenes from the first one and from the second one.
Well, not the second one.
Okay.
The first one, and they just intercepted it. It's like... we don't need to pay homage. You get to see what the conversation between John Connor and Kyle Reese. And that was cool to finally see what that was about. I mean, you knew that he sent him back, but you didn't quite understand. And I felt the casting for John Connor was creepy. The guy creeped me out. His little bitty mouth and teeth were just strange. It just kept making me not want to eat popcorn. And just it was creeping me out. So when he was talking, and then whoever put the plot twist. Now you see all this in the trailers that John was a, you know, a Skynet clone. Who? Somebody needs to get fired for that reveal. That did not need to be let out. That was like the whole point of the twist of the movie. But when you just release it in trailers, it takes it away. Man, I wish I could take over this franchise because this is shitty.
Would you go back in time?
You
tell the guy not to make that
yes.
specific trailer?
I want to go back and terminate that guy.
So again, why don't they just go back and kill John Connor's great-great-great-great-grandpa? Like, I don't get it. 1800s, he's pushing a mule. Boom.
I don't know why. You just got to go with it. See, that's why the first movie makes sense, right? They went through, they did, it was like short, it was like there was a war going on, Skynet freaked out, so they just sent it, and then the humans destroyed Skynet and then sent one back to intercept it. It was like one-time thing, and then they blew up the fucking thing, so they, nobody could come back and no one can go forward. See, that's where you stop the time travel. You don't need to keep going.
Yep, could have had the perfect movie right there.
Just, right there.
Just make it 4 hours long.
What I'm saying is, like, Terminator 2 would be the moving forward, like, because Kyle Reese went back and because there's this paradox that it has to happen. The apocalypse has to happen because John Connor being born is the apocalypse. Birth, you know what I'm saying? In order for John to be born, his dad has to go back. So there is, like, a trap. That is a trap right there. It has to happen. And that's where Terminator 2 should have been, like, the forward momentum of that, not time travel.
So in
I don't know when Terminator needed to be Terminator, like time travel Terminator.
So in Terminator 5, when Arnold Schwarzenegger goes back, will there be new people? Like, will there be new mutants in this timeline with new powers?
So now you're on a parallel universe. This is what the problem is with time travel all the time. You get into these and like Kyle Reese had dual memories of both timelines, which would drive anyone, I think, clinically insane. How can I remember these things?
Well, I mean, if you just accepted that you were always wrong, that's what I do in my relationship.
It's not a bad movie. It's just not a great movie. It's not a bad movie.
So like a 38 on Rotten Tomatoes is what you would give it?
I would. I'm at 40. I'm at 40. It's still rotten. You know, you still get to look. If I'm being outside, if I'm being non-biased, of course, you know, I'm going to like it no matter what, because, you know, whatever. But if I need to get outside myself, and that would be it. I would say 40. It's not terrible. It's not great.
Look, I get it, man. Like, you're allowed to like it even if it's garbage.
Right.
It's just kind of what you do. Like, it's
but
fine.
But it is
you,
not
you Terminator
that bad. Like, they're making it out to be, like, Terminator 3.
Like, did you see any of Z Nation?
Yes.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Miserable. It's a garbage show. But it's got zombies in it, and that means Mike Irwin is going to watch it.
See? Well, there you go.
I know it's not like a... It can't... Like, if this was a Rotten Tomatoes thing... And people actually cared and graded it accordingly, it'd be like a 15. Like, it is garbage, but I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
So
I would still say people need to go watch Terminator and just take it for what it is. You know, you don't need to spend like a whole, if you got coupons, use them.
God.
I mean, how about I put it like this? For all the reasons I like Genesis is all the reasons I hate Jurassic World.
Well, that was going to be my next point. Was it like, you know, does any point, does Arnold just talk about how he loves dinosaurs, just really loves dinosaurs? Like, it's okay. Like, that was a crap movie too. But I think that, again, you know, taking your Terminator acceptance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you accept that this is a movie that has dinosaurs in it.
Well, I just thought it was really bad casting. Really... Both movies, too. Just bad casting. Both of them were just not warranted to be made. You know what I mean? Like, we're stuck big time in this regurgitated shit. We got the Ghostbusters thing happening. That's very bad. Female cast. Not that that's bad. It's just You don't need to rehash this.
I think they scrapped that. I think they said no more.
They're not scrapping it.
Okay. Well, they made some changes.
Speaking of scrapping, apparently Donna McNabb had a good weekend. He got arrested for DUI. This would be his second time doing this.
Look, I can't even tell you how many times I've been arrested since I got out of the league, Josh.
Better news for you. Our boy Warren Sapp got arrested. Again, I beg the question, has anyone come up with a great answer to me of why he's in the NFL Hall of Fame? It took John Randall 10 years to get in, and I think John Randall would be a little bit better. If not, I'd just go ahead and say arguably better, and in my opinion, better than Warren Sapp.
Hey, Josh, you remember when John Randall came to our high school?
He did?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't John Randall. It was a white John Randall. He wanted to tell me about how it's good to
be. Is that the one where he talked about throwing a grenade in the Vietnam patch?
Oh, my God. That guy? That old guy? No.
Remember that guy?
No, this guy
was a terrible story. But that changed my life.
Well, it was a terrible story, except that he told that same terrible story every time he came to MacArthur High School.
That's true.
And so if I had to hear one more time about the bones, the broken bones that make the white
stripes. What was the point of that conversation?
I'm not sure. Anyway. I feel like he was working through some stuff.
Warren Sapp is, again, you know, showing his greatness off the field. Just clearly he has his shit together when it comes to doing the wrong things. I mean, nobody's beating him right now.
I don't know.
Don McNabb's giving him a good run, but...
Nah, McNabb doesn't have anything on
prostitutes, DUIs, bankruptcy, spousal abuse. I mean, I'm telling you, nothing is beating Warren Sapp right now. Nothing is. Not even his wife. So, Warren Sapp, we don't like you. Never have.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Not really.
And way to go, losers. Way to go.
It's okay. It's been a rough week for people. Can't go to a bar because you might hit somebody. can't have a beer because you might get pulled over, Josh. I don't know. What do you think about the kid out of Florida State who's not going to get to play football for Jimbo Fisher anymore?
Oh man. Well, them Florida State people just can't stay out of it, can they?
I don't think it's necessarily Florida State. I think it's any entitled athlete. But, you know, whatever. That's up for debate.
Hey, one of those entitled is in the NFL. One of those entitled is saying, before you've even took a true snap, is one of the greatest they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a glass half full playing against a glass half full. It's what I call the Idaho Vandals off season. Every year.
Oh, you know what?
Vandals look good this year. Look sharp at quarterback. Defense is a little bit sharper than the offense, but they're going to come around. Same thing every single year for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
But the trick is, Josh, in the offseason, you only play yourself.
Nothing's more dreaded in this offseason than whenever they start the countdown from 150, the top 150 players. You know you're in a stretch here. You're in some dark, dark waters. Speaking
of 400 players to play in 1994.
Top 500 players. We're down to the top 10 so we can argue about fucking meaninglessness.
Yancey Figpen.
498.
498.
Speaking of, I couldn't help but, Mike, let's get this over with because I know it's coming. The Women's World Cup. Yes, that's right. I saw on the news, after I went and saw Genesis, I was watching a little bit of the news.
Can't believe you didn't skip Genesis the last time.
The question was, do we need another women's professional soccer teams or league? And I clearly say you guys have been drinking way too much. You guys, just slow down. Let's pump the brakes. You know, this has happened twice already. Nobody went to go see this shit. And let's pump our brakes even harder. Everybody watch this shit because there's nothing else going on. It's patriotic, and why not, right? That's what happened. Now, as much support as we all love, and I congratulate the women's for all the hard work they do, the Women's Football Club of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here and start talking a bunch of crazy shit. No, it's going to go back to nobody caring anymore. It's going to go back. No. And Mike, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Is the rest of the world women's sports that bad? Because I'm just wanting, I just want to say this. Okay, I feel like in America, our women's sports, we bring them up a little bit better than the rest of the world. Is that fair to say? Like, what is the competition of the rest of the world? Because okay. I think the rest of the world does not look at their women very, I don't know, highly.
Okay, so there's a lot of things to talk about here.
Yeah.
First, I'm really not going to disagree with anything that you said prior to this.
Yes, thank you.
Again, this is a guy who's been pushing Women's World Cup
onto our listeners. Yes, yeah, we have.
3 weeks before it even happened, people didn't even know it was going on until God, 4 weeks in. Four
even
games
ESPN in. Didn't know.
So
until now.
But when you talk about a women's league in the United States, mm-hmm. I'm not against the idea. Like, we have WNBA.
It happened twice.
Yeah. And
you can't even give tickets to the WNBA away.
The thing is that, like, with...
Oh, what did I win in my prize for this radio contest? Oh, women's National Basketball Association tickets? No, never mind. I'm caller 14. Never mind.
I had the wrong number. So the thing
94.
Is... When they did this before, they literally had every one of the best women's player in the world in this league, and they couldn't fill seats. And that was coming off a 1999 win by the women's. Obviously, we took another World Cup. You had Mia Hamm, you had Brandi Chastain, you had all the names.
Right.
You had Marta. Anyone you could think of that was playing good women's ball at that time was in this league. You're coming off of a record-breaking, a generation-setting win, and people didn't go. So as far as the league is concerned, I think that's probably on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
As far as where we are in terms of the rest of the world, we weren't picked to win this World Cup. So I don't want people to think that just because we're American, we're better at it than everybody else. Like, we were the favorites. We really weren't. I was hearing that we were going to take second in our group, and then we're going to have to fight our way through the playoffs. Like, whatever.
Okay, so Germany and Japan.
Well,
the only other teams that really.
No, I mean,
that I
Canada,
heard.
Finland, Sweden, all of these teams are very good. Even China was vastly improved.
Okay.
Much, much better than I thought they'd
did. Did they have 10-year-olds? That's the better question. I mean, are these legally, you know, China has been known to be a bust off some 10, 8-year-olds, gymnastics. I'm just curious, are they doing the same thing for their soccer team?
I'm not saying that they're not.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. But when you look at women's sports in general, it's typically the more developed, the more democratic nations that actually have money to spend on women's athletics. And it also doesn't hurt, and this is not being mean about anything, that say with men's sports, if you're LeBron James, you might have options to play different sports. Like, mm-hmm. someone wants to pay you to play football. They want to pay you to play basketball. I think if he said, hey, I want to play baseball, they'd say sure. Mm-hmm. But with women's athletics, there aren't as many outs. And so what the men's game suffers is that a lot of our best athletes, they go somewhere else where they actually get paid. But with women's athletes, like athletics, there's fewer options. And so our better lady athletes are able to be funneled into our U.S. team. So they are better. I think if you were somehow to control for all of the factors, the U.S. women's team would be better in comparison to the rest of the world than, say, our men's team is and how they rank, say, as they're playing right now in the CONCACAF going for the Gold Cup. So all those things, Josh. Now, I want to share one of my gripes with you about the World Cup, the Ladies World Cup.
I'm sure there's a lot.
No, there's primarily my one gripe that I still can't believe FIFA made them do is play on AstroTurf. That's ridiculous.
Okay.
So they didn't have the money to put grass in. Stupid.
This is funny, considering that FIFA probably spent all their money in bribes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all those
I like
bribes.
How we just ignore that still. But hey, whatever.
That's a different story. Yeah, but the... So my one gripe being that the outrage that people felt that the U.S. team only received $2 million for winning the Women's World Cup, as if somehow women were slighted because they didn't receive as much as the losing team for the Men's World Cup.
Don't do this. Is this the 77th shit?
No, it's 77%. Not. I'm just going to point to any sporting franchise. So... How much money do WNBA players make?
Probably.
Is it, Is it less than the men's game?
Yes, totally. Totally less than that.
I'm just saying from a sheer viewership where you can't even get ESPN to acknowledge 4 or 5 games into a World Cup that it's happening.
This is true.
And then you somehow expect that the U.S. women's team should walk away with $20 million for winning the World Cup. I don't know if they made $20 million from the entire World Cup like that just took place for the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened.
I bet they lost money those first 4.
And there's things like Alex Morgan is probably not going to make that much money for playing soccer, right? She's probably going to make $30,000 or $40,000 for playing soccer. But she's going to make an ass ton. I've estimated it out, Josh.
You've got it together.
It's got to be at least $600 billion from advertisements. She's got that Fruity Pebbles thing on lock. So you got to think that's at least $200 billion. But her husband plays MLS. Like, he is a Major League Soccer player in America, and he makes less than I do at my real job.
Mm.
He makes, like, $42,000 a year to play professional soccer in this country as a man. So let's just settle down. It's okay. When you guys get more sponsorship, you get more viewers, you fill a stadium with more than 30,000 people, the money will come. Mm. The women's team will get paid out. But as it stands right now, it's not fair to just point at someone else who plays the same sport and say, well, how come I don't make that much money? I mean, that'd be like any random dude ever who plays basketball and says, why don't I make LeBron James money? Well, because you're not LeBron James. Mm. That's the answer to that question.
Yeah. I think I totally agree. I have nothing else to add to that.
So we're all friends now about soccer.
Yeah, I think I'm still going to get these soccer patriots that will disagree with us, but I know the truth is hard. It's a jagged, hard pill to swallow. Just got to take your medicine, boys and girls. So you just got to understand us on this.
Please,
this is the truth. I know you're all high off of the fucking World Cup, but don't get too high.
I mean, I just want to preface by saying I watched all these damn games. I mean, I watched, like, you know.
You did. I know.
Thailand and Ivory Coast. I'm sitting here on a Sunday on a
replay.
Because
when I think of stiff competition, I think Thailand and the Ivory Coast.
Exactly.
Mm.
I'm just saying, I've experienced it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I watched it. But just let's take it bit by bit. Let's not get crazy.
Speaking of bit by bit, Antonio Gates cheated the game? Question mark. Mm. He never knowingly ingested a banned substance. It suggested a supplement and incomplete ingredients triggered the violation.
So Josh, I have a question for you again. I have so many questions. I'm playing flag football again.
Mm.
And our team's still not very good at it. Mm. We want to be better. Really been looking for steroids.
Okay.
Just can't find any, man. I can't seem to find any. And I'm not getting any better.
No, I don't think you will be getting any better.
But these guys, they just... It's like they can't even open a box of Post cereal without having a big...
How did these trucks get in here? How did my Frosted Flakes just... Whoa!
It's the most...
Andro? What is this? somebody spiked my coffee with testosterone again.
It's just crazy. Like, this idea that, I don't know where these steroids that I shot...
Must be that human growth hormone beef that I had the other day.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I try, dude, it happens. You know what's going on. You get busted. It's only bad until you get caught, right?
Yeah, but still, again, I guess I just need to go by Antonio's house or Sheldon's house.
You need to look up the Ballers episode where steroids is going to happen. By the way, I guess that show's dropped in viewership.
Oh, that's
going to last very long.
That's really unfortunate because it was such a solid show. My girlfriend walked in as I was watching it, and she got mad at me because I started it without her. And she goes, well, what happened? I said, well, they talked to a guy about borrowing a boat.
That's it.
And that was it. And I was like, that was the last 10 minutes. So don't get mad at me. We don't even need to restart this. I don't want to go back. Let's just only go forward from here on.
You know, they do have NFL team logos and stuff that, you know, this isn't like Playmakers, but it's totally made up. These are actual franchises with logos and shit.
Is that why it's so boring?
I think so.
I mean, Rob Corddry dropped the N-bomb, and it didn't, it was just like, yeah, okay. Like, at least, I guess something's happening now. And you know, when you watch Game of Thrones, or you watch True Detective, or any of these other shows, and then afterwards, HBO kind of wants to break it down behind the scenes. What did Khaleesi mean when she got on a dragon? Like, it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
When they break down Ballers, it takes like 4.5 minutes. And they're just like, yeah. And then, like, you know, The Rock, he, like, you know, is getting real. And he kind of understands what he's saying. He is kind of a hustler. So then he pushes them. And doo-doo-doo, next week on Ballers.
Ballers.
Guys stand around and somebody dates someone else's mom. Like, it's, dude gets a text early in the morning from some random chick.
Nope, going to work to sell a truck.
Hey, I was in that movie 8 Mile. Remember me? I played the same character in 8 Mile.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, so I'm not on board with this show, and I only watched this week out of boredom. I only watched this week because I forgot that there was a new episode of BattleBots.
I watched BattleBots, Mike.
Good.
I was live tweeting for that big nut, that big-ass nut trophy. What I got next for live tweeting BattleBots was I got followed by BattleBot Nation. I'm proud of that.
Well, when you get followed by Tombstone, you let me know. Because they led me to believe that Tombstone would be fighting in week 3, and that is not the case. I couldn't for the life of me figure out how they were going to stretch this into like 16 episodes. But then I figured it out.
We still have not clarified any of the rules whatsoever.
Yes, please go to the website and let them know that, A, their rules aren't working. B, I have no idea how I can go see BattleBots.
I like it, but there was this one specifically. This dude had a grenade. He just threw the grenade at the screen. Like, what? The other one was this 13-year-old female phenom. And she's 28 now. I'm like, so she's just a regular person now who still looks 13.
Yeah, but now the math is hard. It's like, is she attractive or is she not attractive?
Yeah, she's kind of creepy.
Yeah, she's kind of creepy. And, you know, when she made a little robot that had, like, a ladybug trash can lid on it that swallowed up other... Yeah, that was inventive and neat.
Yeah, back then, now she had, like, little bitty robots that just got annihilated.
Yeah, she has the something X, and it is just a piece of garbage. A piece of garbage with wheels on it. And well, if you're not caught up on episode 3, I don't want to have any spoilers for you, but literally any robot ever destroyed it. So it was good. I'm glad she's going home, Josh.
I just want you to know that I just got wind that God spoke to me, and he told me that Russell Wilson. What he had to say was right. He said he heard the voice of God directly and audibly.
Was it like, don't throw that? Do anything but what you're about to do.
He said, and I quote, I'm using you. I want to see how you respond.
Wow, that's not... That could mean so many things, Josh.
But most importantly, I want to see how you respond.
Hmm. So I'm assuming it was God himself who spoke to Russell. So it's
you know, that kind of comes off. I don't know where how to take this take.
Well,
I don't know where to go with this.
I guess, does that mean that Russell Wilson is God's first pick in his fantasy draft?
Hmm.
Or did he speak to other players before Russell?
This, again, it's like some sick, demented way of favoritism.
Yeah, I don't think
it's fair. You lose the Super Bowl, and then... So what if everything from there on, you fall short, you never go back? What's that mean?
Well, I'm gonna take it that... I don't know. I mean, would God be okay with that? I mean, I just
want you to say I'm not making this news up.
No, I'm not. I don't think
I want you to see how you respond, but most importantly, I want to see them to see how you respond. That came down.
I just, you know how superstitious, and we'll just I don't want to do it, but let's just throw a little religious. Athletes can be about things like, you know, you don't step on the lines in baseball or you jump over them.
Yeah.
You know, those are your lucky socks. You wear them until they rot off your feet, you know, that kind of stuff.
Jock strap just makes you itch.
But, you know, when everybody's pointing towards the sky, I mean, I always think it's odd that someone would feel that what they did by catching a ball and running, let's say 30 yards. And
they're pointing to the sky. I thought they were saying they're number one.
Oh, well, see, that would be okay.
Yeah.
Because that could be like a shout out to Nelly. And I could understand that. Nelly
damn, him. Number one.
But the.
Jesus.
I don't want to say arrogance to say that everything I do is being watched by God, specifically when I play football. I always think that's odd. And that's just me personally. I think that when you go out there, you obviously want to do your best. We all have our reasons for playing. Mine is usually trying so hard not to screw up and make other people lose because of me. Like, that's my number one thing I'm doing out there, and I'm usually not doing it very well. But what happens when you've got two players who are favored by God on different teams? Like, who does God root for? I think it gets very, very, very difficult.
Well, I know one thing. So nobody's rooting for RG3 because he's a Republican.
Is that true?
I don't know. According to Rush Limbaugh, master Republican.
Dark Sith, a Republican. Dark Sith, a
Republican. He said it.
Huh. I don't care.
Thanks, Rush. Remember when he was on ESPN?
I think Karl Malone might be a Republican, or at least a Libertarian.
What the fuck did Rush Limbaugh get on ESPN?
He must have snuck on there.
How did that happen?
It was a gentler time.
Jet fuel doesn't burn steel beams.
And we just got arrested.
Man, I'm just saying. You know, man, there's a lot of positivity for Geno Smith lately. I just laugh now. I just laugh. It's good stuff.
Well, I think it's this year. It's his junior season, Josh.
Yeah.
Junior. You got to think, okay, so junior, that's the year you really sort of got to get your stuff together. You got to think about, hey, I'm going to be out of high school pretty soon.
Isn't RG3 a year younger, right? A year older than him. So this is a senior year?
It's his senior year. And, you know, some of us after high school are going to do things like go to school, join the service. Some of us aren't.
Yeah.
This is what it boils down to.
Some of us are going to go back to doing what you always do. Lots of drugs.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that was RG3's thing, but I don't know. It's just going to be, I don't know. How's insurance sound? It's a gig.
Insurance for a couple of years is good.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's a good gig. You get some residuals going. It's really not about like what you make initially. It's about what you make in the long run. Long-term goals, Josh.
Man. I tell you this, man. I'm still reeling from the Russell Wilson story. I didn't really see that one coming. I thought maybe so far, maybe that didn't get there to get to go there.
Yeah.
But apparently Russell Wilson is not having sex with Sierra, his girlfriend, because God told him not to have sex with her.
I was about to ask you a really complicated question.
This is getting crazy, right?
So sometimes, Josh, I have things I need to ask you that aren't related to football, politics, or love. But they're just as important. So for whatever reason, Brian left out a lot of leftovers. He left them in the sink. He left them in the conference room. He left them out over the weekend. And now we have roaches, which is great.
The little ones, not the big ones.
Well, the German ones.
Mm.
So the ones that don't ever fucking go away. Put it that way. So, Josh, if you had the opportunity, and you can only kill one of these roaches, do you kill the big roach or the little roach?
I'm going to go with kill the big ones.
Okay. I'm going to need a minute. Can you just take a second?
Sure.
Thank you. I want to just, while he's doing that, I'm going to take the moment to thank all of our listeners for choosing to listen to the visitor section. Again, this is Bob Lowe, not Rob Lowe.
Bob Lowe is the worst.
Yes, Bob Lowe is way worse. He believes that Robert Griffin is a Republican with Rush Limbaugh, and they're set to destroy the other kid franchise.
I almost bought you a Redskins shirt the other day.
Mm, what's that? Other kids?
There were a lot of them. I was at Nordstrom Rack, and there were a lot of Redskins stuff, because, you know.
Pretty soon that's going to become very important. They're going to be changing that name.
You know, I think that's wrong. There was a time when Tim Tebow was a New York Jet. Those jerseys aren't really worth any money. And I have some Montreal's Expos stuff sitting around.
Mm.
People are not knocking on my door. They're not coming by asking me if they can get that.
I see.
No one cares. So I say, when the Washington Redskins, and I said it, move to Madrid.
Mm. Madrid.
Yeah, let's call them the Madrid Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's going to care. I don't think Washington's even going to remember they ever had a football team.
But everybody, we're going to act like it for a big, huge moment, right?
Well, yes. Is this going to take place in the off season?
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it happens during the regular season, I don't think anybody's going to notice at all.
Hmm.
But if it happened right now, they'd really have to make that tough decision. Do we continue on with...
Where are the other kids at in this NFC East? Not very good, huh?
I don't think the NFC East is ever very good.
Yeah. One team made it all the way to the semifinals.
I was like, did they get in the Super Bowl?
Conference.
No. I can't remember.
Hmm.
Yeah. Killed the hell out of that roach. Point it towards the sky.
Why,
I am number
why
one.
Why do we... Wait, this, in the pop news, why do we give a shit about Kanye West for a minute? Why do we care that Corey Taylor from Slipknot has a message for Kanye West? Like, as if we're supposed to give a shit what either of them think.
First of all, the fact that we... how did you even know that guy from Slipknot's name? Like, that's incredible.
It is incredible. All we should know is that guy that wears a mask.
Oh, I bet he's got important things to say.
And since we were talking about this, 18 years in the making, Mike, I saw 311.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic band, fantastic show. I want to thank them for coming out to the Diamond Ballroom and putting on a fantastic show. That was awesome. Could not, nothing but good things, except for one thing, and that is the crew from Lawton, Oklahoma that showed up on the party bus. Yeah, you guys really represented Lawton in its finest. Thank you for the embarrassment. And the guy that broke his fucking face in half, well, I can't say that you didn't deserve it, but I can say that maybe you did deserve it. Yep, that's all I want to say about that. It was a great show, though.
I'd hear more about that.
Yeah. Our great governor in Oklahoma said that the just going to run roughshod, said screw the Supreme Court. Leave those Ten Commandments right there in the Capitol. Thank you.
It's weird, but people, whatever, fine. Yeah, they had the same problem with Texas. I read court cases about it when I was in college. It's just a thing.
Well, you know. Same thing for me and Russell Wilson, I guess. I don't know where I'm at. Like, it's just stone and words, man. It's not like they're even bad words.
Just words. I mean, just give it some time. You guys are going to work this out. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's all going to be good.
You're going to be back telling me that he's a good quarterback in a couple days. It's going to be fine.
Still, it's very off. It puts me off, man. Like, you can keep that shit for yourself. You didn't really need to tell anybody.
Yeah, I didn't need to go through Warren Moon's sensitivity training and or van training, but I did. I did, because it's the right thing to do, John.
X-Files is coming back.
I'm excited. 5-part miniseries.
I thought they hated each other.
Mm.
I thought they didn't like working with each other.
I don't think that's true. I think it was a real-life thing. Sexual tension. It's hard. It's exhausting.
Okay. Well, that's probably right.
Do, 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 do.
other outro.
Oh, yeah. Brian, what the hell, man?
He's busy finding more roaches to put
sleep. I think all our audience is asleep now.
It's okay.
Thanks for choosing to listen.
It's late. Sleepy time.
Time to go bed. So Terminator Genisys. 40. 2 stars out of 5. Or actually, what is my scale, Mike? 4? Scale out of 4.
Did you make your own scale?
Well, 1 is poor, 2 is mediocre, 3 is good, and 4 is excellent.
I always think, oh, okay, so you're just a 4-star scale.
Yeah, I don't fuck around with 5, because then assholes start getting into half stars. Like, that shit don't count.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's either poor, mediocre, or, you know, whatever, good, or an excellent.
I'm glad you didn't let me talk about the, like, Knights of Cydonia anime season 2 thing I've been watching.
It's my getting friend out of... Mark talked to me about that.
I watched the first season.
It's all about it.
Yeah, it's like second a season.
Gundam Wing and Starship Troopers.
I'm pretty sure it's about white blood, though.
Okay. Start it over.
The show
Welcome to the visitor section. I'm Bob Lowe, not Rob.